Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota lawmakers have one more day of Passover Easter break before they return to the state capitol. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
On Tuesday, they will have 6 weeks remaining in the session to complete their work. A bonding bill for infrastructure projects is a top priority for the governor and legislative leaders. The Minnesota House is expected to pass legislation creating an independent office of inspector general. The Senate already approved the bipartisan bill aimed at preventing fraud in state government. Most gun control bills have stalled in the evenly divided House and Senate. Tasha Radel, MNN.
A bill to study passenger rail service between the Twin Cities and Kansas City is expected to get a hearing in the Senate Transportation Committee. Brian Nelson of All Aboard Minnesota says it was not well understood in a House committee.
The bill as amended does not require any cash outlay from the state. So the bill directs MnDOT to apply for two corridors, daytime passenger service between the Twin Cities and Fargo, and this new route, Twin Cities to Kansas City.
He says they're revisiting the bill with state lawmakers, and he believes they are gaining momentum. The University of Minnesota Nursing School is raising funds for a new scholarship in the name of graduate Alex Preddy of Minneapolis. Preddy was fatally shot by federal agents on January 24th during Operation Metro Surge. Officials say the Alex Preddy Nursing Scholarship will be awarded to a pre-licensure nursing student with financial needs, and a preference will be given to students with an interest in supporting America's veterans. Preddy was an ICU nurse at the Minneapolis VA. The initial goal was to raise $50,000, but it has been increased to $100,000 due to the overwhelming support and generosity from so many donors. The Minnesota Wild skated past the Detroit Red Wings 5-4 Sunday in Detroit on Kirill Kaprizov's third goal of the game. Kaprizov completed the hat trick with less than 2 minutes left in the third period.
Yeah, I think we start from second period, play pretty well, and then in the third period give a couple goals back, and it was tied game, and then it was nice to score in the end, you know, and then win in regulation and feel good. Yeah.
Matt Boldy lit the lamp on his 25th birthday, and Vladimir Tarasenko also scored for Minnesota. The Wild are home Tuesday night to play the Seattle Kraken. And the Minnesota Twins fell to the Tampa Bay Rays 4-1 in 10 innings Sunday at Target Field. The Rays scored three times in the top of the 10th off Minnesota reliever Justin Topa. Matt Wallner did all of Minnesota's scoring with a solo homer. Twins open a four-game series tonight with Detroit at Target Field. This is MNN.